BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Republicans are stepping up campaigning for the US presidential election as polls suggest a tighter race than anticipated. Donald Trump's former Republican rival, Senator Ted Cruz, rallied supporters in the state of Iowa. Mr. Trump's wife, Melania, and his daughter Ivanka have also been speaking on his behalf. In North Carolina, the Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton called on the crowd to imagine life under a Trump presidency. President Obama has been urging young voters in Florida to rally to the Democratic cause. The Paris Agreement on climate change has come into force, obliging governments to keep the global temperature no higher than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Scientists say the world will need to cut greenhouse gas emissions by as much as 14 billion tons by 2030 to meet the target. Autumn rains in Northern California have helped pull about a quarter of the state out of its worst ever drought. Parts of Northern California saw rainfall 3 times or more above normal. The drought, though, remains serious in Central and Southern California. The leaders of Turkey's pro-Kurdish HDP party have been detained, along with at least 5 fellow MPs. Reports say police raided the houses of Selahattin Demirtas and Figen Yüksekdag as part of an anti-terrorist investigation. The President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, will on Friday discuss with the British Prime Minister possible delays to Britain's plans to leave the EU. It follows a High Court ruling that Parliament must approve the country's withdrawal. Prosecutors in Des Moines in the US state of Iowa have charged a man suspected of killing 2 police officers with first-degree murder. Sergeant Anthony Bermino and Officer Justin Martin were shot dead in 2 separate attacks while they sat in their patrol cars. A scientific study has found that smoking 20 cigarettes a day for a year creates up to 150 genetic mutations in every cell in the lungs. Researchers analysed more than 5,000 cancer tumours. BBC News.